Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. In this still young series about how Christians should act in anticipation of the soon coming election, we are setting down certain foundation stones. It is always good to have a firm foundation, isn't it? I remind you, the first stone is God is sovereign over all elections, including this one. That comes from the scripture which we read and discussed. Here is the second foundation stone. Elections do not change our mission, which is disciple making. Again, elections do not change our mission, which is disciple making. Are you a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes? Then you have one mission to fulfill in this life, and it is to make disciples of people. I have in mind Matthew chapter 28 and verses 16 through 20. I am reading from Matthew's Gospel chapter 28 and verses 16 through 20. The 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had designated. When they saw Jesus, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This is our commission. This is Christ's commission for us now and always. Elections never cancel or change or edit this. In fact, elections enhance the need for us to complete our commission. And so let's ask, what is a commission? This is an instruction, a command, and a demand placed on all true believers by the Lord. Prior to his ascension, he met with the first disciples on this mountain in Galilee and noticed that with all authority, Jesus spoke these words, "Go therefore and make disciples." Well, let's ask another question. What is a disciple? If we are supposed to make disciples, who are we talking about making? Pastor Jonathan Parnell wrote the following, which I find helpful. I'm quoting him now. "The standard definition of disciple, the noun, is someone who adheres to the teachings of another. It is a follower or a learner. It refers to someone who takes up the ways of someone else. Applied to Jesus, a disciple is someone who learns from him how to live like him. Someone who, because of God's awakening grace, conforms his or her words and ways to the words and ways of Jesus." Or you might say, as others have put it in the past, disciples of Jesus are themselves little Christs. The four Gospels give us the definitive portrait of Jesus in his life on earth. And if we really want to know what it means to be his disciple, the Gospels are likely where we start. In particular, John's Gospel shows us three complementary perspectives on what it means to follow Jesus, each patterned after Jesus himself. Building off of John's profile, we could say that a disciple of Jesus is a worshiper, a servant, and a witness. Close quote. He goes on from there, but due to time considerations, we will take what he has already said. And I love this. A disciple is someone who learns from Christ how to live like Christ. As the Lord has made us his disciples, likewise we are to go out into our world and share the good news of the gospel with others such that they too will be Jesus' disciples. They will learn from Christ how to live like Christ. And I remind you that the gospel is this. Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. This is our message that we give while fulfilling our mission. Notice also that we teach them to observe all I have commanded you. Part of our evangelism is the conversion of a person to Christ, and part of our evangelism is to then teach converts all Christ has commanded us. Evangelism and disciple making. This is our mission and commission. Do you agree? You may not, but for me, this is central to reminding us of how the Bible says we are to behave. Friends, the most important action we can take this very day is to tell others about Jesus Christ. Focus on this to the exclusion of all other distracting tasks. Making disciples is more important than convincing another person to vote for your favorite candidate. Making disciples is more important than winning an argument over the border, or how to lower inflation, or abortion, or how to avoid war, or which candidate is nastier than the other. And why would sharing the gospel be more important? Well, the answer is obvious. Only Jesus Christ will transform people's lives. Until an individual humbles themselves and bows at the feet of Jesus, accepting the truth that he is the one Lord of their lives, until the convert then receives the indwelling Spirit of God, not until then will their life truly change. The deepest need everyone has is not for political reform. The deepest need everyone has is for spiritual reform. And the only people on this planet who can offer radical and life-changing spiritual reformation are Christians. You and I may be the only Christian someone will meet. Will we faithfully deliver Jesus' message to them? Some of us have become so passionate about politics and certain candidates for office that we do not ever share the good news of the gospel. Both by our words and actions, others experience us to have a one-track mind, getting so-and-so elected. We give off the distinct impression that if we could just get this one person into the presidency, then everything will turn in the right direction and America will be a better place to live. We echo what non-Christians already think. Positive life transformation comes through political change. But that is completely false. No politician, no policy, and no party ever saved anyone. Only Jesus saves. This is what we are to declare always. As so many of us know, when we have Jesus, we have everything. When Jesus takes the throne of our lives, it really does not matter who sits at that desk in the Oval Office. When Jesus rules our hearts, it does not matter who rules our government. When Jesus meets all of our needs, we do not need government assistance. When Jesus is worshipped as the King he is, no president, premier, or prime minister has that place in our minds and hearts. So let us be very careful that we do not fail to fulfill this mission of ours. We should watch our lives and language closely and repent when we have done more to get a person elected than we have to exalt the one who is already ruler of all. Well, someone says, okay, Swallow, I am tracking and I tend to agree with you, but all everyone wants to talk about is the election. So how do I talk about the gospel when I know no one wants to hear it? Well, this is a very good question. Let me pass along advice on something I have tried to do. I have family members, not Christians, who are all in for a candidate, and they're obsessed about discussing that individual. So over the last year or so, when I gather with them, I at first simply refused to discuss anything related to the election. I disciplined myself. They were free to talk at length in my presence about politics, but I sat silent. The more I did this, the less they said. And eventually we got to the point where when we gathered over coffee, our conversation centered on other things in life. You know, there are so many more things that can be discussed besides elected officials. I am prayerful every time I see them for the Holy Spirit to open a door on spiritual matters so that I can boldly, yet graciously, tell them more about Jesus. Often staying silent in conversation is a very valuable first step. I find that many people who have an opposing political viewpoint will try to bait me into an argument. They often assume that because I am a Christian, then I am going to vote a certain way. Based on that, they hope for me to step into their trap and trigger the device. I respond, and now they've got me. But by resisting the bait and keeping my mouth shut, I am already drawing them towards Christ because I am sending a message. Politics is off limits. I have a far more pressing concern for you. I am inviting them to be a disciple of Christ. Try this. Oh, what's that? You wanted advice that will work instantaneously? Well, being a faithful witness for our Lord in our world does not work that way. In evangelism and disciple making, we must be patient, forbearing, and long-suffering. Slowly and over time, persistently, prayerfully go and make disciples. And remember, Jesus is with us always, even to the end of the age. The second foundation stone, elections do not change our mission, which is disciple making. Join us next time for more on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.